Thank you for listening to Internet Boyfriends.
She's jealous, isn't she?
No, I don't think so.
I don't push to the point of insanity. I don't think I'm ever going to prolapse.
We are really bad on staying on top. I fucking apologize to any listeners that think that we're organized in any fucking way.
The Nazis are back, and they're flying over, about to bomb fucking Toronto, duck and cover.
Krampus! Like,
yeah, like, I wish I had a better way of describing that so I didn't sound like a fucking racist. Like,
it's terrible!
As long as I get a laugh and you get a laugh, I think we've been successful, so.
If that was my grandmother, you son of a bitch! She didn't splatter like a bag of meat!
I'm telling you what I learned from television and Wikipedia.
She really likes how I say audio.
I know how the internet works.
Internet Boyfriends.
Okay. Okay, another episode. Welcome to another episode of Internet Boyfriends. I'm Joey, and with me is the Hobbs to my Calvin.
Oh, nice.
Yes!
That's a good one. That's a good one. You can be fairly Calvinist. I mean, not in the religious sense, but...
Possibly also in the religious sense.
I don't know the practices of... Calvin well enough to say what that specific branch of Protestantism is and how it relates to you. But I could look it up, and I'd be curious a little bit. I might do that later. Yeah, I feel like they were dicks. I'm not sure.
They were dicks. I think they also believed in fate. Fatalistic? I don't think it's... Is that what
you're... Yeah, fatalistic is believing in fate driving everything. It sounds weird, because it sounds like it should be about death or something, but...
Well, death is your ultimate fate. I mean, no matter
in theory, for some people. I don't know.
So anyway, speaking of our ultimate fate, our fate this episode is to discuss something that Paul said on Twitter.
That's Fuzzy Typewriter really on Twitter, in case you're one of the two people that listens to this and doesn't know that.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you don't know who Paul is, you haven't been doing your fucking homework.
Well, we could mean Wheels from Earth 2 Podcast 2 in theory, but...
Yeah, I always call him Wheels,
though. I do too, that's true. He's just Wheels.
So, somebody was being a dick. Someone was being a geek dick.
As happens, occasionally on the internet.
Yeah, it happens a lot. It's something we felt we needed to talk about because it happens so often.
And we're both generally anti-dick.
Yes.
In the behavioral sense. We're pro-dick in the anatomical sense, but in behaviorally speaking.
Yes, but I'm anti-dick in that I hate Andy Dick as well.
Oh, yeah, so. Same. That's true. He's a bit of an asshole. And he's ridiculous.
Yeah. I would say I'm more anti-dick than I am pro-dick, generally. That said, is it okay to be a dick and be a geek? Because there seems to be objectively good or beneficial geek media and objectively bad geek media. I'll give you examples. Okay. For example, you pretty much can't say a bad thing about Doctor Who. I'm not saying that you couldn't think of an argument or you couldn't say bad things. I mean, if you physically can say things about bad about Doctor Who, you can think bad things about Doctor Who. But generally, if you're surrounded by a bunch of nerds, you don't want to say anything bad about Doctor Who, because Doctor Who is
That's
just
a paddling.
Good. Yeah, there's nothing you can debate about that. That's just geek law. You're not allowed to say anything bad about Doctor Who. However, if you say something bad about Twilight, almost everyone will support you.
And if you say something good about Twilight, you will get jumped on.
Yeah, if you say something good about Twilight, you're an idiot. And if you say something bad about Twilight, everyone, you know, golf claps.
Yeah,
maybe that's okay to say because Doctor Who is generally a pretty good show, and Twilight seems to be a pretty bad book of what I've read of it. Maybe that's okay. Or is it?
Well, this is the thing. There's being a dick as a joke, as a laugh. Where you're teasing a friend that understands it's a joke and you're being a dick to them. Like, I've been a dick to you plenty of times, but it's all in good fun, as have you. But there's people that are being essentially trolling, which is being dicks because they're dicks. So which dicks are you specifically talking about here?
I'm specifically talking about dicks like me. I know that recently I've entered into the realm of dickishness. I feel that's fair to say. I feel that it's totally fair to say that I've been a dick lately on Twitter. And in other such forms, because I believe, as of recently, that people need to be more critical of what they're reading and understanding. And it's not because I've become more critical of what I'm reading or understanding, but because I've noticed a serious correlation, not causation, but correlation between people who enjoy really good media and people who are able to think critically about that media.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's two ways you can go about it. You can either find really good media and try to figure out how it's good, or you can find really bad media and find out how it's bad. Generally, anything in the middle, like, I don't know, fucking like Beverly Hills Chihuahua, is just fucking...
I would say that's bad, not in the middle. But I haven't seen it, so I can't really say that's fair.
I haven't seen it either. I haven't seen it either, but it's a talking animal movie, and I'm willing to say that that falls somewhere... When I say bad, like so bad, I'm not talking about Snakes on a Plane. I think Snakes on a Plane is a shitty movie. I think that that whole movie, the whole gag for that movie is basically Samuel L. Jackson yelling. And I love, absolutely love Samuel L. Jackson yelling. That's what's called a guilty pleasure. There's a big difference between a guilty pleasure and something that's objectively bad.
I hate that word or phrase.
What's that?
I hate the phrase guilty pleasure.
I'm sorry, but that's that's the typical...
It does accurately describe the thing. I just wish people didn't feel guilty about things they liked.
Yes.
Even if it's something that they know is not well-made or quality.
But I think the reason that people do feel guilty about it is because they know that when they come in contact with me, when I'm being a dick, that it's something that I'm going to make them feel bad about, and I don't want to do that. Because that's the other side of this coin, which is that I know I'm self-aware enough to know that I'm being a dick and I won't push people, or I try really hard not to push people on things. If you really like Twilight, I do not want to lecture you on what you like.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would like to talk to you about something you haven't made your mind up about. If there's something that is out there that you're like, well, I'm not sure about The Hunger Games, can you tell me more? Some people will immediately jump on The Hunger Games and say, oh, it's stupid, it's just Battle Royale with, you know, American kids, mm-hmm. because it fucking basically is. On paper, it is, yeah. And I read a bit of it. I didn't like it. I thought that the writing was just really just – she writes action well, and that's about it. I didn't really feel like she did anything else well in that book. Mm-hmm. I read about maybe two or three chapters and said, fuck it. I don't – I get the point. I understand. You know, it's Battle Royale with American kids. I don't – you know, it's reductive and it's mean, but I don't care. It's simple. It's a simple way of saying that. And I don't go on Twitter and say like, oh, terrible. Ooh, shake fist. I'm glad. Fucking good. Go like it. Whatever. I heard the movie's great. Fucking good. I'm glad that it's good and you like it. But if you're making up your mind about it and you're like, well, I don't know. I mean, is this an original idea? Is this a good idea? Is it objectively good? Is it objectively bad? If you want to talk to somebody about it, if you want to make up your mind about it, then I'm willing to be a dick. And I'm willing to come out and say things and say, well, this isn't good, or I'm willing to give criticism.
No, but you can being critical about something or giving criticism is not the same as being a dick. At all. Like, it's being a dick has a certain amount of putting someone down while doing it. It's not a matter of just of saying what is wrong with something. It's saying it is what's wrong with it and that it's stupid or an idiot or ridiculous or worthless because of it.
I think that that's sort of a part of criticism is saying to somebody, you like something that's bad because you're an idiot.
But you can, if the person can't... If the person can't debate the merits of also as critically as that they see in it, as opposed to just "woo, it was awesome," then yes, they're idiots. But sometimes you will see things as faults that other people will see as strengths because of a variety of things that they is just in their wheelhouse and stuff they like and stuff they grew up with that reminds them of something they went through that you may think is hackneyed and cliche or whatever.
It resonates with them. Yeah.
It resonates, which is a totally valid reason to like something as far as I'm concerned, even if it's shit aside from that.
But see, that's
the
thing.
Again, you have to be able to say that in some way. If you just say, it's fun, I like it because it's fun. Like, that's, I mean, some things are fun, but there's always something beyond fun or awesome or exciting or whatever overused word we have. Find better words and find ways to explain it to someone, in which case, like whatever you want. But if you're just, I guess, I don't know, I don't like being a dick, like, as an atheist. There's a lot of prick atheists out there that are like, I will wear a Chiquita banana sticker on my head during Ash Wednesday because I'm rubbing it in. Or I'm going to put a Darwin fish because I'm going to rub it in that you're wrong.
Are there really people that do that?
That Penn Jillette originated, as far as I can tell. His kid wore a Chiquita banana sticker on Ash Wednesday.
I don't want to say I'm going to punch that kid in the head. I wouldn't do that, but that is a fucking dick move.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, there, if it's not, like, I have no problem being a dick to someone who is trying to harm someone. But if you're wearing ash in your head and you're not hurting anyone and you're not being mean or being judgmental yourself, then I'm not going to be a dick to you. You can love whatever you love. But if you're being shitty, if I'm going to be a dick to someone, they got to be shitty first, basically. If you're like, Twilight's the best thing ever, and you love Mad Men, so you're a moron or something, because it didn't have sparkly vampires in it, then I will be a dick to you. And then it's absolutely okay to be a dick. I mean, sure, I could take the high road and realize they're just morons, and they are. But sometimes it's so fucking satisfying, and I don't feel bad when there are people like that.
I understand what you mean, and it's what I... What got me on this line of thinking, and what is really my central, I don't know, sort of like concept here, this glowing ball of thought that's in my brain, is Community.
Yes.
Community is a great show, I think. And I think the reason it's a great show is because it deconstructs its medium really well. If you want to learn more about TV, watch Community. They will teach you a lot about TV. At the very least, you'll learn what a bottle episode is. Community will teach you lots and lots of tropes. It'll teach you all about how to make a show, what's good direction on TV. Generally, TV shows are not very well directed because they're more of a writer's medium. And it's still just really well done. If you want to talk about how plot structure works, there's a great Wired article by, I think, Dan Harmon's the guy who does Community.
Yep.
An 8-point structure on how to do plot structure. Really good for a writer to learn that. There's lots of really good gems about Community. However, I do believe that Community's major audience are the people who watch Community say, that's just like me. Because it resonates with them, and then they post pictures of that on Tumblr, or like animations of that on Tumblr, and they're like, oh my god, Annie's so much like me, that's why I watch the show. And that fucking bothers me. And it shouldn't bother me, and that means I'm a dick. At least in my way of thinking. Because I want to go to those people and say, listen, fucko, this is good for reasons beyond that it resonates with you. Episode 1 is a bad movie, objectively. It's not a good movie because it resonates with you. Media is not good because it resonates with you. TV shows should not be on TV because they resonate with you. I'm sorry, but I don't believe that extreme couponing should continue to be on the air because it resonates with my mother. As much as
the thing is, it resonates with enough people that it warrants being on television. Television is not a meritocracy. It's not a matter of quality. It's a matter of... It's a business. It's a matter of how many people...
It's ad
watch
sales.
Something, it's ad sales. That's the only reason anything's on television is because it sells ads.
I understand that.
Except maybe on HBO.
Yes, I understand that, and I know that I'm not... I don't... And this is why I feel like I'm a dick, because I can't justify how I feel. I don't want to make TV a meritocracy. I'm glad that there's trash TV that people want to watch, and they can watch extreme couponing, and they can basically, you know, occupy their mind. What's that?
I hate that show so much.
Extreme couponing?
Yes. It's the same episode every time. Yeah. Every single time. It's the exact same episode with a different ridiculous person in it.
We're going to go to the store and buy all their ranch dressing.
And we might not make it. Oh, look, we made it.
Yes.
Every single episode happens twice.
At the very least, anybody who watches that show, it bothers me because there's no fucking real conflict. It's 100% manufactured first world conflict. I can't get the 600 bottles of ranch dressing that I want to get. Fuck you. I know that these people donate their whatever to...
Yeah, it seems to be.
Yeah, fine. They're good people. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about as a TV show, as entertainment. Yeah. It's depressing and terrible and sad that that's on TV. And I know what you're saying about the meritocracy thing, and I know you're right. However, I'm a dick, and I want things to be better. Dicks generally want that. I want things to be better, and moreover, what makes me a dick, or what makes me less of a dick, is that I want things to be better in ways that I don't like. If I see something on TV that is objectively good, but it doesn't resonate with me, I don't immediately say, fucking take that off the air because it doesn't resonate with me. For example, that Bob's Burgers TV show. That really does not... Like, I know you said it was good. What's that?
I love Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, I know you love it. It's going to be a really long time before I watch it because I saw like a very short clip of it, and it just doesn't feel like it resonates with me, even though it's H. John Benjamin, and it should. It doesn't really feel like I'm not able to fucking love it right now. Maybe that's because of me. Maybe that's because of it. I don't know. I'm not calling for Bob's Burgers to be taken off the air because it doesn't resonate with me.
Yeah.
In the same way that I don't think Community should be judged on the fact of by how many people post, you know, animations on Tumblr of the show after it's on. I don't think the show should be judged by that shit. I think the show should be judged on the fact that it's a really fucking good television show, and people should watch it. And I feel bad that I don't support it more. I don't step out and say, like, hey, I love Community, and here's why you should be watching it. It's a big deal. I love Community, and I think that Community should be... I think the Community should be on as long as they want to be on.
Sorry. Like, a lot of... You're right in that a lot of people who are dicks, like the atheist dicks I mentioned before, are being dicks because they want to change something.
Yes.
Ultimately, they're somewhat going through by ridiculing people that are... In lots of people's opinion, not doing any harm at all, but they feel they are.
Yes.
And if you're a dick with a certain amount of perceived moral high ground or like desire to improve things,
yeah,
I think you might be misguided because I don't think it's a great way to go, and it's not going to convince many people that are on the other side, frankly. But I definitely tolerate that a little more. Than if you're just a dick because you're ridiculing someone for liking something that you don't like.
I don't think that in the way that I'm using the word dick, I don't feel that I'm ridiculing anybody.
Yeah,
specifically, if you were to ask me about Twilight, I would try to give you the best cogent argument that I could give you. Criticizing the text, not criticizing its fans, not criticizing the fact that there's a vibrating, sparkly dildo. I'm not looking at any of that stuff. I don't care about what's surrounding it. In the same way that I don't feel that it's fair to criticize Community based on its fans, and I've seen a lot of critics do that. They say, oh, the fans are just fucking retards and all they want is, you know, funny things and that they can repost on the internet. That's fine. If you believe that of Community's fans, That's fine. You can't stop those people from being unless you're going to have like community related death camps.
Yeah,
those people are going to do whatever they're going to do. Sorry, that's what it is.
I have no problem judging someone for being uncritical or not caring to be critical about something. I do have a problem with judging people for liking something. Period. Like if you're liking something, like I said before, if you're liking something and not thinking about it, and you're just, I don't know. It's a tough thing. Sometimes like tough love is sort of being a dick. But
yes it is. It's pretty clear from watching Troll 2 and Best Worst Movie that you see that a lot of effort went into that movie. A lot of people like Troll 2, and almost no one, I don't think there's a single person out there beyond the director that likes that movie because it's a movie that's good.
No,
it's not exactly. A good movie.
No, it's not.
It's objectively a bad, yes. Terrible, horrible fucking movie. And there are lots of horrible ass movies out there that are just.
That's why Troll 2 sort of stands above and beyond, like the It and what's the other? The Room. The Room.
Yes, The Room. Yeah.
Stand sort of above and beyond other terrible movies because you can tell there was some perceived auteurship behind them, like the Tommy Wiseau and the guy from Troll 2 believed they were making a good movie and tried really hard to make a good movie, but they're insane.
Yeah,
and so. It turned into a beautiful mess. Whereas something like Birdemic...
Yes.
Have you seen Birdemic?
I have not seen Birdemic, but I know what you're talking about.
Birdemic seems to be just a cash grab of someone that's like, I got 30 grand and I'm blowing it to try to make a terrible movie. There were so many mistakes that would not have been made to anyone who cared even a little bit about what they were making. It's not a matter of skill or knowledge. It's a matter of care at that point. Like, if you're on the beach... And miking the beach while you're there, you're not going to hear anyone, and you didn't fix that. That is not caring about your product. At least Tommy Wiseau and the guy from Troll 2 tried to make something that they cared about, and they do care about, as you can see from the sincerity in Best Worst Movie, and every interview I've seen with Tommy Wiseau, where he totally believes he made a fantastic and brilliant movie. He's delusional and crazy.
He's tried to recant that since. where he says that, you know, it was meant to be a comedy or whatever it is, and he's full of shit.
Yeah, of course he is.
I feel bad when I see a guy like Tommy Wiseau have to recant that, because I want to say what you just said to him, which is that I, as a dick, as much of a dick as I can be, I don't like attacking people on craft.
No.
Because craft is good or bad. You can be a good filmmaker or you can be a bad filmmaker. If you have an entire movie that's filled with nothing but, like, Dutch angles and... Yeah. Like, basically, if you make Battlefield Earth, you make Battlefield Earth, you're a bad filmmaker. That's... You're objectively bad. You made a shitty fucking movie. But when it comes to somebody like David Fincher, I'm not going to look at Social Network and say, this is a bad movie, one, because it's not, and two, because... I don't feel like David Fincher did anything wrong that, like, 99% of the population... Like, if there is something wrong with Social Network, the majority of people are never going to fucking know it.
Yeah.
Because his craft is just... is top-notch. He's really good. Like you said, he's an auteur. Or at least, I guess, an auteur, he'd have to actually write it, but whatever. You get what
I'm saying. But people use that term to be any sort of... Not just in written word. People use it for other things too now. But strictly speaking, it should probably be for author.
Yes.
In French, so.
I do try to judge things on the whole, and that's why I can see the merit in something like Troll 2, because Troll 2 is a well-made movie that fucking sucks. In the same way that Inception is a really well-made movie that's really good, but I often see people saying, like, oh, there's plot holes, this isn't... Like, fine, whatever, there's plot holes. That doesn't... It's... Plot holes are only matter... when the craft fails, because if you're noticing the plot holes while you're watching the movie, then the movie is having problems.
Yeah.
But if you watch a movie and you never pick up on a plot hole until a month later when you're sitting at home on the shitter, then fucking that movie's still good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's what it is. That's what I'm saying about objective, is that if you can look at the things that really matter with the movie on a whole and then sort of deconstruct that, because, you know, with a critical thought, and you look at it, you know, outside of what resonates with you, that's what tries to make movies better. That's what tries to make games better. It's what tries to make media better, is when you look at it from that distance and you say, well, like, video games are probably the hardest thing to do it with because you are directly engaging the medium. Books are probably also there because you...
They're both active media. It's not like TV or...
Yeah.
Where you're just sitting back and having it happen to you.
Yeah, that's why for this discussion, at least, I like talking about TV and movies, because there's really no interactivity between me and community. There's no real interactivity between me and Troll 2. Like, what's there is what you're seeing too.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of wiggle room there. And if that's the case, I feel like I can be a dick about that a little bit, at least, and say, hey, listen, you should probably like better movies, or really, it would serve you better if you would like better movies. If you'd be more critical, you'd see more shit you like.
People are scared of appearing pretentious, or worse, being branded a hipster for liking something, which is so absurd.
But hipster... I
hate the
like
word hipster.
I know.
People are using it for anything that's slightly... It's not everyone. There's a vocal group of people that will... people who don't like Community will say, oh, everyone likes Community, just a fucking hipster. Or people that don't like anything that involves a certain amount of thought to get more out of beyond whiz bang boom, and you need to get the most out of Community, you need to have a certain amount of knowledge, you need a certain amount of desire to think about things in a sort of different way, and you can still enjoy Community because it's a straight up funny show. But you will get more out of it and become a more rabid fan if you are more into deconstructing things or thinking about things critically, or a huge fan of TV as a medium. And
people who think about media critically are able to enjoy it on two levels,
but
viscerally and intellectually.
Yeah, but people who like other things that are just want to sit down and relax, or just turn on the TV and laugh at whatever, Two and a Half Men. I can't really begrudge them that, but when they call you a hipster or something, I'm clearly not by any definition, stretch the definition, a hipster. But
damn hipster.
But I like stuff that hipsters like, and just because we like things and like thinking critically or like thinking interesting things does not mean we like it because it's uncool. People, it seems that, those people fucking drive, those people are the dicks. Those people are who assume you like something for a certain reason, and people that are dicks for that drive me fucking nuts.
Thank you. You reminded me of something that Dan said. Dan said to me something Danny that Lemons? Dan said to me helped me. What's that?
Danny Lemons?
No, Faust.
Oh.
Dan Faust.
Oh, I miss Dan Faust. Where did you what's talk that? To Dan Faust?
In October of last year, and he said something okay. that has stuck with me ever since.
That was just before he left Twitter or whatever, because I haven't talked to Dan since New York Comic Con, because in person then, because he disappeared from online.
I don't know, but I do know that I will never forget that he gave me fucking awesome advice, and it was partially life advice, and it was partially writing advice. Are you seeking the cup of Christ for his glory or yours?
Mm-hmm.
People who are dicks about media that are being dicks about media for their own reasons, for their own self-righteousness, to put somebody else down, to make themselves feel better, whatever the fuck it is. If you're doing it for you, you're really objectively a dick.
Yes,
and you should
stop
doing
yes.
this. But if you're being a dick, and this is what I've been trying to say in many more words than this, if you're trying to be a dick for the glory of the medium, if you're trying to be a dick to make media better, try to say it in the nicest fucking way possible, but be a dick. Because I feel like people do need to wake up a little and understand, hey, Community is a good show because of X, Y, and Z. It's not a good show because Joel McHale is funny. That's one of the many reasons, like, there's
great. Everyone in there is very funny.
Yeah, they're all really good actors and actresses. However, that's only one part of a much bigger whole.
Yeah.
When you can appreciate the whole, you can start to appreciate the show better. You can start to understand the nuances of that show and say, hey, I really like that about that show. What other shows do this? In the same way that people make fun of Netflix, because Netflix will be like, oh, we've noticed you've been watching a lot of dark, cerebral Canadian comedies recently. Here's some more that you could watch. And you're like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, well, I don't watch dark, cerebral Canadian comedies. I was just watching, well, why do they think that? What did I do? What did I do wrong? It's because that they have certain tags that they tag things that are cerebral, that are dark, that are Canadian, that are comedies. And those things come together and it forms a new like subgenre for you and says, this is what you like.
I'm very curious about these dark, cerebral Canadian comedies. I would like to watch these.
I'll give you some. I'll talk about this off the show. But yeah, it does that though. Netflix.
I'm just curious what the movies are or TV shows are, because I'm trying to think of some. We're not a terribly dark people. That's the problem. That's why I'm like, wait a minute.
We have some darkness.
There's definitely some darkness in Kids in the Hall.
Yeah, well, but that's it. Actually, I shouldn't say I jumped to Canadian because I'm thinking of you, but I do actually think that it was dark, cerebral British comedy.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I can think of hundreds of those. That's okay.
Yeah, I can think of hundreds of those too. And that's what it was. That's what enough that it was able to like cobble together a subgenre like specifically for me and be like, that's what you like. And I'm like, that's what I do like. I do like cerebral, dark, fucking British comedies. And that's what, like, Netflix didn't need to tell me that I like those things. I know that because I like things that are cerebral, I like things that are dark, I like things that are British, and I like comedies. I can put that together on my own, and I'm not saying that most people are so dumb they can't figure that shit out on their own. What I'm saying is that, was it?
It's more of a choice. It's not, most people are smart enough, they just choose not to, I think. They have no desire to.
And the ones that do choose to be at least somewhat critical are critical enough to figure out what they like, and they don't want to go a step further to figure out what's actually good and what's actually bad.
I get scared about that.
Why?
Because I'm definitely critical enough to know why I like something, but I'm always concerned I'll become that jaded cynic that thinks everything's terrible if I get too critical about things. That's my concern. It's that slippery slope from enjoying things, being able to enjoy a wide swath of things, to being able to enjoy only specific things. And I'm resistant to becoming too picky about things.
I think it's fair, because I think I've hit that point recently where, I mean, certainly when I started watching Avatar, I watched the whole first season of Avatar.
Okay.
Thought it was great.
Good.
Thought it was a really good show. I think that there's a lot wrong with it it's a kid's show. But that's the thing. It's not for me. It's not meant to. When Aang is poking somebody with a stick and it's going like boink boink boink, and like their eyeballs are all big, and they're all like joking and having, you know, sort of like slapstick humor. Yeah.
But that's the thing. The thing with that is it's not a mistake. That's a deliberate choice, and that's just how, that's the trappings of the medium. And so you can decide that doesn't work for you, and that's fine. But I don't think that's a fair criticism of Avatar. I mean, you're not making that criticism. It's just something you didn't like about it.
Yeah, I don't think I would ever make that criticism outside of, like, talking to you, because I think the people would look at me and be like, it's a kid's show, idiot. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? Like no, I really, like, I... Oh, man. Yue and what's that, Sokka, in basically, if you haven't seen Avatar, I'm sorry, I don't mean to ruin anything, but basically there's two characters that like each other a whole lot, and they at one point kiss. And I was watching it, and I was talking to a friend as I was watching it, and I go, how is this show going to handle when these two need to go, like, fuck in the bushes? Because it's a kid's show, and, like, their romance is going to have to escalate eventually to the point of where they have some sort of, like, emotional, like, physical manifestation of their emotions beyond just, like, a peck on the cheek. So how is the show going to handle this? And the show handles it beautifully, I might add. But still, I was interested in how they were going to do it. And I think that, whereas I don't think the writers were ever like, we need to make a tactful way on this kid's show to make these two go off and, like, fuck in the bushes.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that was even in their fucking heads at all ever when they were writing that show, because they're not sick like I am. So...
How are these preteens going to fuck? I need to know how these preteens are going to, or how these young teenagers are going to fuck.
They were 16. 16-year-olds are fucking.
That's true.
I wasn't at 16. I was nowhere near that at 16. But I know that there are some 16-year-olds that are knocking boots. So
all those people on Teen Moms.
Pretty clearly.
Quality television.
Yeah. Where's the conflict there? I think if you want to know what's good TV or what's good media, ask what the conflict is. And if you can't get a good response back in, like, fucking 2 seconds, that might be bad TV. Extreme Couponing, what's the conflict? They won't get their ketchup. Teen Mom, what's the conflict? I don't even fucking know. Like,
know.
Society doesn't like the fact that kids are having kids? I mean... Like, that's not really a conflict. That
but giving them a TV show is not a good way to dissuade them from having kids.
No, it's a terror. It's already fucking... I would assume you'd want to dissuade the people that are having the kids.
Yeah,
so,
but they're being glorified at this point, which is sort of counter... yeah. Anyway, that's a whole other story.
As a story, if you look at that as a story, like, what's the story of Teen Mom? Some fucking dimwit gets knocked up and has a kid... All that requires is that she has a working vagina and sperm. There's no conflict there. Like, I guess maybe if every baby came out like a hideous mutant baby, or like, I kind of hate to wish that on, you know, Teen Moms, but, you know, whatever. If there's something that happens, if there's complications in pregnancy, if there's at least some sort of conflict beyond just that her parents are shitty or whatever it is. I mean, because there's the obvious things that come up. People don't want teenagers to have kids. Beyond that, there's really no conflict. Because 100 years ago, if you knocked up a 16-year-old, you were probably doing...
Fine.
Yeah. Like, you were having a family is what you were doing. Like, that's what that was.
You might have been late at 16. Different.
What's that?
You might have been late to have kids if you were 16.
I don't know about that. That's
it depends how far back you go. Like, at some point, 16 was not young at all.
Yeah.
People were dying in their 20s.
Yeah. I don't think people ever... Did people ever die?
I don't know. But people were dying in their 30s for sure.
Yeah, I know 30s was a lifetime, but 20s, I don't know.
20s, I was a bit hyperbolic. That's fair.
Sorry, I'm in criticism mode. So did I at least in some way dissuade you from your point, or at least sort of move you off?
My main contention at this point is that being a dick is not necessarily the most effective way to convince someone that they should be more critical or more thoughtful.
That is totally fair to say. I'm with you there.
But if it comes from a good place, I don't have as much of a problem with it as if it comes from just being, if you come from an asshole place.
My problem is perception, which is that I think that if you're criticizing what somebody likes, you're going to be perceived as a dick whether you're doing it rightfully or you're doing it
Yes, and without context, sure. But I know that Paul, who initially... sprung forth this conversation.
Inspired
this conversation is the word, yeah. Writes for iFanboy and is an active, and has to be, as part of his job, an active member on the iFanboy comment threads. So he's exposed to a lot of people that are constantly being dicks, and have a pattern of dickishness. And I know those are who he's talking about. He's not talking about you or me who are predominantly positive or thoughtful or constructively critical and occasionally will be snarky and a dick.
I do it a little bit more than occasionally, but yeah, I get what you mean.
You seem to be harder on yourself for being a dick than I am. I think some stuff you think is...
I was slamming George Orwell like yesterday.
Recently you IM'd me saying, was I being too much of a dick to him? And I was like, I didn't see you being a dick at all. Like, at all. And you're definitely a little harder on yourself than you deserve to be in that case.
I know my motivation. I start to have that like bile come up inside me and I just want to like, whether I'm responding in a reasonable way or not, if there's some like vitriol or bile behind it, I don't want to say what I'm going to say. Generally, I'd rather calm down and then say it, but that's not always how things work. Especially on Twitter, people aren't always waiting for your response, so sometimes it's better to just get back to them and just be like, fuck you, and kind of move on with your day. So, I don't know. Does that make sense, though, that there's sort of the shades of dickishness?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said earlier, like acceptable. The atheist dicks are usually coming from a place of they want a world more governed by reason and less by religion and faith. And that is I'm sure could find people that would disagree with that desire, but it's coming from a place of they feel would improve the world, and I can't really begrudge them that in any way, shape, or form, even if they're being dicks, and even if I think that's not the best way to go about it. They're still coming from a good place. That's ultimately what Dan was saying. It's you're coming from a place of you want things to be better. And if you're being a dick wanting things to be better, that is a much better time to be a dick than if you're a dick because you're just a fucking asshole or you're a troll. Like, it's...
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I feel that the people like Penn Jillette, who was being a total dick about the fucking Ash Wednesday thing, at least is coming from a place that he wants to make the world what he sees as a better place. And I can't really begrudge him that sententiment of wanting the world to be a better place.
He could just do to be a little nicer in that sentiment. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, because I don't think there's anything wrong with an atheist saying to a Christian or Catholic or Buddhist, whatever, hey, what you believe is bunk, and I think you should reconsider what you believe. And if that person can respond back, hey, I have reasons for believing what I believe. I think it kind of goes back to the whole community thing. If I say to you, like, I think more TV shows should be like Community, I think it's a really bad argument to make, because I don't think more TV shows should be like Community because we have Community.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any fucking sense. However, I do, at least for now, we have Community. but I think that if you said, I think that more shows should feature Joel McHale's comic timing, or I think that more comedians should be on shows that have good comedic timing like Joel McHale, or whatever the specifics are, if you get down to the specifics and say, like, this is actual criticism, if you give someone a reason and guideline and say, here's why this should be improved, that, at least at its core, not dickishness. Mm-hmm. It might be presented in a really shitty way, but I still feel like that's a fair thing to say, and I think that that's something I think that maybe people should be a little bit more discerning about things on the internet. I know that is extremely hard because context is everything on the internet, and also who's saying it is, like you said, a lot of it too, because if someone is a dick 90% of the time, you're not going to pick up that 10% of the time when maybe they're not being a dick. You're just going to write them off as a dick because there's a fucking 6 billion people around that you can talk to besides that person. But I think that maybe that's the thing, is just being a little bit more discerning. I think that, as per usual, maybe the answer is somewhere between the two of us. Maybe a more moderate answer of where, like you said, it's going with what you said, which is try to be as nice as possible, but maybe also go with a little bit of what I said, which is try to be a little more discerning and critical and think about why things work and why things don't and what works, and try to improve things on the whole, not just for you, but for everybody. Think that's fair?
Yep.
Okay. I feel like we ended that pretty well.
I think so.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. I'm Joey, at Joey Heflick on Twitter. And
I'm Ryan, at Gobo on Twitter.
And thanks for listening to Internet Boyfriends. We'll see you next time. We love you all.